You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The topic this morning is one very specific small halacha in Hilchos Moksa, which potentially can be an incredible kula in every area of every aspect of Moksa. And that is what I titled Tiltul Aydei Kikar Osinos, which we'll see this sort of history, there's been historical basis for this, we'll see it in a moment, but what theoretically might be able to be done is if I have, let's say, I leave my laptop on the front porch. I was thinking I was going away for Shabbos, I have my bag, I put them on the front porch, I bring in that, I brought in my suit, I brought in my hat box, I brought in my laptop, I forgot to, I left it on the front porch of the house where I was going. What is Shlomazle on? The question is, I can't take in my laptop, it's of course Moksa, it's Moksa not with two some kids, it's a high level Moksa, but maybe I could take a Chalaro, I could take a Bilgula, and put it on top of my laptop, and carry my laptop in with the Chalaro on top. So if you realize how far-reaching this heter could be, and how practically convenient this heter could be, we might be onto something very, very, very big. So let's look at the background. First, let's look at what the Shulchan Aruch says, and then after we see the Shulchan Aruch, which is sort of the end of the game, we'll go back in time to see what the Shulchan Aruch is based on and how to pass on Allah for my son. We will also conclude with how to deal with a shaila that we should never have to deal with, but I know there are definitely people in this room who have. If a mace is made on Shabbos, and the minute is to lower the mace to the floor so that it could stay cold, there's no decomposition chasam and these don't have mace. So that's also the context of putting a bilkul, a chalaro on the mace, as we'll see shortly, you'll see the details of that. We'll talk about it, we'll get there. The Shulchan Aruch says it's a very short, it's one sentence long. Yesh matirim v'talchel kli shemalakta l'isser afilo mikhama l'isser. First of all, yesh matirim obviously indicates that there are those who asher, but now there's a Shulchan Aruch and Dineko that goes on permit. Fine, so there's a Shulchan Aruch and Dineko, the talchel, and what does he permit? He permits a kli shemalakta l'isser. That's not so far-reaching. There are things that are far worse than a Krishna Malakul Isser, like a things that are Muslim Malakul Gupa, like laptops, which are Muslim Malakul Sitankit, like a dead body, which is Muslim Malakul Gupa, is a higher level of Muslim. But okay, at least a Krishna Malakul Isser, which normally you're only allowed to move with a Gupa Makoma, here he permits Hakil Mekama itself to protect the item itself if you use this tool called Kikar Okinos. You put a rope, halal on top, you put a little baby on top of the item, and thereby you can carry the item, because you're carrying really the laptop that you're carrying with the bill is really just your gloves to carry the bilkula. Even though it sounds funny because the laptop is $1,200 and the bilkula is 75 cents, but in a certain sense you are carrying the bilkula just not directly through a laptop underneath the bilkula. Where does this chapter start? This chapter starts with a historical event that happened approximately, let me think for a second, 3,000. Approximately 3,000 years ago. Approximately 3,000 years ago. The Sheer Zabhanah. The one we saw in the first Sheer Hosef Mokta. Kol Yom Shabbata, Zabhanah knew that he was going to die on Shabbat. Haviyakta the Dorif Kol Yom. He would sit and learn the whole day, because he knew as long as he's learning, how Kodesh Baruch Hu couldn't, the Malachim others couldn't attack him and kill him as long as he's learning. How Yom was about the Meir Hashem, that day that the Malachim others wanted to take his life, come on, come on, come on, the Malachim others comes, well, you have to can't dash Zadam Malach. So all the part that put in his years, he didn't stop learning all day. By the way, Rabbi Yashar points out, that doesn't mean he didn't stop and he didn't eat his shurugas. It means whatever he had to do in terms of davening or eating his shurugas, whatever he had to do, he did. But every free moment when he was able to learn, that he could and should have learned, he did learn. Okay, that's just an interesting point of what Yashin made from the school. Huh? So the Dabanah was learning all day long, and didn't stop. So therefore, the Dabanah was sent to tradition. Also, Mahamada started to publish the Ilane. He made some rustling or some sounds in the trees, and after the message, Dabanah looked out the window, and then he started walking down the steps to see what this noise was, how to close the dog, he was going down the steps, or going up the steps, if the tzaddik was to say that the steps slipped out from his feet, Ishtok Gavat Mashe, he stopped running for a moment because he flinched and he died, as his mouthwater took the bench. Okay, why is that? What did that have to do with Hilchos Mosra? Shlomo de Mizrasha. Shlomo sent a message to the Beit Midrash. Interesting. Shlomo is a Chacham Mikol Adam. And here, he's sending a Shaila to the Beit Midrash. Just interesting. Okay. I think you know what that I think this shows a very important idea. This shows that you could have an IQ of, because you could have an IQ up to, because you could have an IQ of 312. But if you don't sit and learn, then somebody else who learns more than you will know more than you. So it's not a matter of intelligence, it's a matter of how much you learn.
My
father just died and he's sitting there in the sun. My ass fell. So I believe the base man, the people of the base man, the bottom center, Shlomo HaMelech. You could put on him a, you could put on Dara Hanava, actually my idea, my point is not a good point. Because when this one, I'll get his Chachma, only after this, I apologize. Very well, you do have a such a high IQ. Maybe my IQ was only 200. It ends up to 300. Okay. So either way, Shlomo HaMelech says, they might address to him, Hanakala Pika put a dollar roll on top of Dara Hanava. Oh, see, now it sounds a little creepy to me, but take a little baby and settle the baby on David HaMelech's body, and thereby you could lift David HaMelech's body and take him out of the sun to a cooler place, so the body will not be composed on Shabbos, and he could wait till the Shabbos to bury David HaMelech. Rabbi Yashiv, in his comments on, in his Ha'aretz, when he used to give Shmurim on the Shabbos, he wrote up his comments with his Yishik Kamara, and he made comments along the way. And his Talmud will write it up, and they ended up becoming a firm called Ma'aretz Rabbi Yashiv. So in that paper, Ma'aretz Rabbi Yashiv makes an interesting side point. He asks, why do you have to come on to a kika, or a kalalol, or a baby to put on David HaMelech? David HaMelech is wearing his royal clothes. Not his royal clothes, his royal Shabbos clothes. They're probably with millions. So why isn't that itself? So let's see. Kasha, the name is the Vigna Makushi, hey, Kikar, Kikar, the Tina, Zeta Shulam, hey. Vigna Yashu, Kaslaga Beyam. So, Mr. Lowski is saying that the clothes are both of his body. Now, you might be right when it comes to clothes that you and I are wearing. But if we'd be wearing Vigna Makushi, there are thousands and thousands of dollars, and maybe even embedded with gems and gemstones and jewels, I don't know if you'd say that's both of his body. How much is the body worth? If it's dead?
His great doctor is not allowed to be used by anyone following him. It has to be destroyed. And therefore, guess what? His authority are equally most, doctors are not. If you are not, all the most, the body is most, and his clothing are very much most.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good question. I hear that. Okay. There maybe we'll say, when Mr. Lasky says that, you know, how expensive, you know, she's wearing like the hope of, what is it called, the Hope Diamond. She's wearing the Hope Diamond, maybe you're right. Okay. Okay. I'm surprised I didn't see that. No, I believe you. What? You sent it to me when? Today?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. When that, we had that. Okay. Right here. Okay, fine. I didn't see that. Okay, we're just beginning this thing. We're just opening up. Okay.
This doctor is calling you a mouth. He has a lot of flavor.
Very true. That's what every kind of is pointed out.
Why is the Lord bring this question doctor by doctor, but no guy has good, no guy
has good,
no guy must know, what was the answer?
What's the answer?
The answer is, of course, for everybody.
Your clothing would be a hat, sir, but the David HaMelech, where it's also, you're sorry, it's a very good one. Okay, very good. Let's see the Gemara. So that was a historical thing with David HaMelech. Let's see how the Gemara uses this idea in numerous applications. But the Gemara will also
provides limitations. We know Wallet is not a very muktzah. It's a high level of muktzah. Nevertheless, the Gemara gives us this kula. That is a great kula. You have this building brick, and they were made these building bricks out of, they baked it in the sun. What happens if you leave it out when it rains? I'm not sure what happens to a house built out of these bricks when it rains. The whole house sort of disintegrates. But either way, maybe it wasn't fully baked yet, but you left this levena in the chutzah. And again, a levena is a building, is used for a building. It's muktzah, nachmas tufo. So it's also very muktzah. Nevertheless, still the kula. You have to let people eat up the chutzah. So we have Amr of Yehuda Mashiach, a story, Amr of Asa, how much Hashem, 50 lamos. They left a whole bag, a money bag, full of money, in the middle of the plaza, the tashi, and a money, and a shit around. So we're not going to get to the post-star aspect, that's dealt with separately. Well, Hashem is with the open, he said very simply, put a chino or a kiko on it, and you could move it. Well, bag of money, that's a great cooler. Now, listen, we have found the panacea. We have found the fountain of youth for all of Hilchos Muktzah. We solve every Muktzah Shaila in the world. Whenever you leave outside a bag of money, you leave outside in some public area, don't worry, just put a collar roll on top and carry wherever you want to go. Life is great.
And you get a collar roll there.
But I don't want to talk about the Shifa Rabban aspect. We don't want to talk about Pachas Pachas Mizal Anas. We're not going to talk about that. Amar of Manjusha. Guess what? We passed in like all these cases. You can rely on all these mediums. As long as it wasn't done intentionally, you forgot it there, you left it on the front porch by mistake, then you could use this kula. You can't meet chila, the chasila initially intends to use this hester. But come to Rashi. No. Even Shaka doesn't help you. Lo abrofiko chinov ella. The mage goes, come to Rashi, throw the wrench in the whole sugya, and he said, you only have the test of keep your tongue, you know, only for a mage, only for the case of David HaMelech, but you cannot use it for any other situation. You will not be able to take in your laptop, you will not be able to take in your wallet, just by putting a collar roll on top. The question was going to have to be how we passed them, because I'm over right before him, and the open says you do, because this show says what you do. And I said you don't. Okay. So let's see what we're going to do. But before we see what to do with Kikra Chinook, let's look at one other Gemara, a very, very short Gemara. I don't know if you missed it, I'm not sure. And Kukhav came on the days, said the Gemara Meducha, you have a grinder. Think of like a pepper mill, sort of. So you have a pepper mill, a garlic mill. And it mixes, you put it over your salad, you put it over your soup, and you go to a nice restaurant that you've seen that, and they grind the pepper or the garlic right into your soup. The English mix is actually garlic or pepper inside the mill, sitting in the top of the lot. Even, of course, we know that token is nisidarash, shal shabbos, not allowed to be token, and therefore a grinder or a mill is going to be mukhtos, is a klishim lachalitzer, low-level mukhtos, only a klishim lachalitzer, but if it has the garlic or the pepper inside of it, you can move it. It's not in the tassel and osa. Let's think of what that's saying. That's saying it doesn't matter. You have, the point is that there's pepper inside of the pepper mill, there's garlic inside the garlic mill. So therefore, you're allowed to move. What's the law? That's why. Because you're moving what the piece of lachalitzer. You know, the course of the same way you're moving the body with the, you're moving, the collar roll via the body, so too you're moving the pepper or the garlic via the pepper mill, via the little machine that you're using. So it's the same kind of heter. So it sounds like this heter works. Keep in mind, this is of course only for a cleave. If this was my only source, it would only be not the Kisham Akhalit Hishr, which is the low level of Masra. If I had the regular head of Sikor of Chinook, that would be for a dead body, which is a higher level Hishr of, Mukhtar Matlan Skufa, the dead body is much more Akhalit, so you're not even allowed to move with Skufa from the Toma. So how we can, those are the sources in Shas, now let's go to the Rishon. Come to the Shas of the Shuvah Parash, and he deals with this as well. Mukhtar Matlan that's the way of saying Klisha Malacha Lister. Could corner Hanakbachim like a hammer of a like one of those hammers for a blacksmith when they shake metal. There's Krishnamaparitha. Yeshua Hector. Aspiro Mikham Lutzar. Right? We know that a Krishnamaparitha, you're allowed to remove the Sarku from a Kama. You're just not allowed to remove it. Mikham Lutzar to protect it. It's going to get lucky when you leave it outside. But if you use it, why? And he brings the Kama. We just learned that Shahid and Mizuka, Yeshua Hashem, then Mikham Lutzar. If it has the garlic inside of it, you're allowed to remove it. Ah, yes, the rush. Yahoo God, the Lahom of Tito, you know, that was amazing. I thought we gave this leniency not for, you know, things like how important could it be to move your peppermint? Oh my gosh, it's going to get a little bit rusty. I thought it was so sad. Oh yeah, we, you know, but we said only for a maid. Who said that we're going to be permitted even for a, you know, your peppermint doesn't get rusty? Hashram, then looks, mach malacha. A maid is looks mach malacha. I have no idea what those words mean. Amazed is Muksamach Mashmalacha. I thought the word Muksa, I hadn't even heard the word great Muksamach Mashmalacha. I heard maybe Krishnamacha Lishir I've heard of, but Amazed is not a Krishnamacha Lishir. But don't worry, we'll fix those words in a moment. Ababa Vizuka concludes the Raj when you have the pepper mill. Kedah Shiyeshu that Torah 3, Shoy the Tazla Agav Bukhushalah. He's saying there's a fundamental difference between a maid and a peppermill. A peppermill is a kli shemalachal if it has a toilet kli that you could move if you have food inside of it. This other thing, like a mace, or the genre of a mace and all the things like a mace that are not a kli, there, the only thing you're allowed to move is a mace and nothing else. Let's clap out what this means. Believe it, they feel like this rush, and he changes some words that when he quotes rush, and it will make much more sense. Quotes of Harash, and he basically quotes the Rosh, and then look how he writes it. How come, well, again, we're trying to answer here, how come the Gemara permits you to move a pepper mill with milk with garlic inside of it, pepper inside of it, but when it comes to moving a mace with a challah roll on top, it says only a mace and nothing else. Says he, for quotes the Rosh, there's a big deal, they can help us more special cash. Hosram by the mace, the reason why we say only a mace is mother, that's the look to Mahmad, he changes it. Instead of Mahmad's look, there's Mahmad's gufo. And he clarifies what he means a little bit. Ke'avonim, the chayot Ibrahim, the hevuzumi of the mace. That's when we say that in the genre of look to Mahmad's gufo, for example, what's the case of look to Mahmad's gufo? A rock, a wallet, a money bag, something that has no, a brick. There we will not permit using the pattern of Shinon Kiko Shinon, only for mace, because that's a very high level of this, of Mukta, will only give you the leniency for a mace. Inami, or for example, Baharnishim Le'amos, there, the Bato, the Gabi Mos, to have a club of, sorry. Then we say only a mace is permitted to move. It's kind of really Mukta, high level of Mukta, like Mukta Mahasuko. Amamazucha, for a pepper mill, a garlic mill. Here is Yeshua for a tree. Try to tell the Agabus would show out. What is the Beit Yodin saying? The Beit Yodin is saying something fundamental. And he's saying that there's a gigantic divide. There's a gigantic divide between two kinds of mukta. High level mukta, mukta matlat zufo, the only answer we'll give it with the Shtiko Ashinok is for Kav Hamesh. However, if you have low-level mukta, like a Krishnamasal Isha, for example, a grinder, a mill, then, as long as you have food inside the mill, then we'll allow you the chapter of Kikrosina, because there's a lower level of mukta. It's only Krishnamasal Isha. And so then we'll permit you, if there's food inside of it, or on top of it, we'll let you have the chapter. So Allah might look at Krishnamasal Isha, because of course, the Beit Yosef is the Shulchanar, so we can imagine that when the Shulchan Aruch said, and I quoted to you what he started, look at verse number 8, which is what we started with. What hour is it in the Shulchan Aruch? Yesh Mashim was powerful, now we appreciate his words. What if he's Pashkin in the Shulchan Aruch, same person? Kli Shemalach, who will answer, he permits a few of his Amalek sale if you use a Kiko Shina. Why did he say only a Kli Shemalach will answer? Because he just made that distinction based on the Rush and the Beit Yosef. Then if it would be a Muktamat Matsufo, you wouldn't have this leniency. This leniency is granted only to the Kav HaMeis, for things that are very much the only way Meis will have the leniency, or for Krisha Malachto, for Israel, so the low level Mukta there, you have this blanket tether to put a Zilkara on top. So if I have a wrench out in the rain, I could, and I don't want it to get ruined in the rain. I have a camera in the rain. I have some other Christian lobster that's going to get rusty. I could take a collar roll on Shabbos. I lift up Tewa, lift up the wrench with my hand, my bare hand, hold the wrench, and balancing some collar on it, collar roll on it, and bring it inside.
What do we have to do for this?
We're going to get there. We're going to get there. You will come to the rash. You will come to the rash, but you will come to the rash. But you get to do much. You get to the chalak. So the chalak is giving us a blanket head. You might not. It's be, what you're saying is it's going to be beautiful. We'll get there. The shulchan aruch is being more negative than you. The shulchan aruch is saying any kliyos malachim ether that's stuck in the rain, that's going to get stolen. You want to bring it inside. They come with tail, which is usually the opposite of a kliyos malachim ether. But if you do it through this kula of putting a chalal on top, you could move any kushim lachalish. If something is really looked at, Muslim lachalish kula, then sorry, we won't give you the head there, except by me. But we keep one line of the Beit Yosef. The last line of the Beit Yosef, the last two lines of the Beit Yosef, let's see, in verse number 7, the Yeshmi Shemitari, this is what Yafi Sanovich has said, the Yeshmi Shemitari, who called the rock, which we'll see shortly, Mizuka, Hayus Tara, you know why you're allowed to use Mizuka? Not because there's this hesher called putting a towel roll and moving whatever you want just because of the towel roll on top. No, specifically pepper in a pepper mill. Garlic in a garlic mill. You know why? How do you have to start a top of a hot dog shrimp shell out? The reason why you're allowed to move it because of the pepper or the garlic inside of it, Mipnei Meduka Lishum, he's doing an analogy. Remember analogy from MPG? In a few years? Shemeduka Lishum, the relationship between a pepper mill and the pepper, or a garlic among the garlic, is similar to, is analogous to, Kikadeiru Lishashio. Just like the soup in a pot, Rav Oshai. Is the pot of Krishna, is the pot Moksha or not? Of course, the pot is Moksha. We learned a few weeks ago. The pot is Moksha. What kind of Moksha is it? It's a Krishna Lassala issue. Why? Because what do you do with the pot? You cook the pot. You're not allowed to cook those pots. However, what happens if you have leftover soup? You serve the soup and there's, you have 4 or 5 ounces of soup left and one put in the fridge for Monday night dinner, leftovers. So we said that that's Moksha. Why? What do you mean? The pot is Moksha. Yeah, but Agav, the food that's still in it, the leftover soup that's still in it, you're allowed to carry the pot also and put it in the fridge. That's what we learned. So he's saying that, maybe that's why you have a hetter. There's no such hetter that you could put a cow roll on top of a wrench. There's not any sheep, there's not any onion cow roll for wrenches. Oh, garlic and a garlic mill. Pepper and a pepper mill, where the pepper mill is made to carry pepper, then hold on a second, then you have this kula, says the point of the last for here. Look at what he says. Shutashmash Vashum, the garlic mill is the tashmash, it turns the garlic. People, oh, yeah, even from that yesterday, you would like this. That's why you're allowed to move it. So maybe, this is the sort of the last that he's quoting, you would not have this pepper by any, you can't just put a hollow on a wrench or a hammer. It has to be garlic, no garlic mill. This Rashba that he's quoting would only permit, therefore, a very specific case. You say you're like garlic and garlic in a garlic mill or soup in a soup pot. That would be mutter to carry a chalal shell, but to carry you know chalal on a wrench would not be mutter. But in the end, he doesn't pass on this, right? The Shulchan Aruch said yesh matirin. Now we understand why there's yesh matirin, because some don't hold from the shetter. But Shulchan Aruch does pass here that you could carry a Krishna Lakhul Isra, he didn't specify. Any Krishna Lakhul Isra, if you put a halal on top.
Because we don't
have to know that a net. Because if you're putting a halal on a net. You're right, but a maid is a different story. A maid is a Krishna Kumara, that's a
official.
There still has to be a maid. Tally by maid, remember, since Mukta is only, Mukta is only going to have one. So if you cover the maid, they get a special cooler. That's what you see. Again, so we're not applying that rationale. No, we're not applying that rationale to Mesh. Mesh is its own world, especially the covenant Mesh is its own kula. Anything outside the world of Mesh, then, by Krishna Lashalisha, then the Rashi is saying, if they're correlated, okay. Now, by the way, is it a special din in a collar roll? If it's not as only a collar roll, let's say I don't have any collar rolls left. Or let's say I only have a collar, and if I put a piece of collar on the wrench, it's going to fall off the wrench. And it doesn't fit. Said the Magen Avraham on his Shulchan Aruch, Kikar says up in the Magen Avraham, no, 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 it doesn't only mean a cholera or only a bee. Who has it? Not the Vajamar Akka Hamato Shalto. You could anything. If you have someone, you could put a fork. A wrench is, you know, as long as thin. You could probably balance a fork, maybe a knife, a thin knife, on the handle of the wrench, and that would enable you to carry it up. A knife or a fork is Moshe Latasso. So that will be my way of getting this wrench inside. Again, the parabolized. Then we saw there was some more video. Okay. Now, we could stop here. If we stopped here, life would be relatively good. Not as good as I thought earlier. It's not a hefter for everything. I can't put a towel on a laptop or a money bag for a wallet, because that's going to be Moshe Nachman Guf, a high-level Moshe. And for high-level Moshe, we're only going to permit this hefter for a mace, and nothing less than a mace, to cover a mace. However, for Kishon Lachol Yisrael, for things like a wrench and a hammer, I will have this hefter of putting a kolo or anything else, like this or any other Moshe item on top of it, and that will help me bring my wrench and slide and prevent it from getting wet. The problem is, the wrench and the trigger is what we're going to start right now. Comes the time, right here, on the Shulchan Aruch. On the other side of the Magen Avraham, the Taz wakes up and says, Nira, the aim lahakel is there. Pretty funny. The Shulchan Aruch says, not there. The Taz says, no. But he says, look what I go to Shin Yud Aleph. Let's see what is this discussion Shin Yud Aleph, and then we'll see why the Taz has a problem with the Shulchan Aruch. Remember, this Taz is a Kumra, but he's arguing on the Shulchan Aruch. So, Tazis, we love Tazis, but you have to have very much soldiers to you say, no, you can't have this din of the Shulchan Aruch. That's just din of the Shulchan Aruch. That is what this means. Ramah, Ramah, the Taz is not Ramah. Ramah is also often quoting him in the Gashkin. The Taz is later. Comes the Shulchan Aruch, let's look what he really tells us to look. So we're going to look at Shinyan Aleph. Shinyan Aleph is the halakha that we're going to make on Shabbos. So there is this page, Shinyan Aleph, this page, on the bottom of the page. Look at your top of the Kiko, Sinat Ella, Mace Bavad. Well, the other Shulchan Aruch says the only thing that you're allowed to move is a mace and nothing else. About Lovish Ayes, Varma, Asir, Latalto. So it almost sounds like an extension of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Shinchet, and also the Mukta says, you can carry, using a Kiko, Sinat, you can carry a Kishon Lachalit, or a Kuresh, a hammer. But in Hilchot, moving a mace, he says, you're only allowed to use this tablet for a mace, and not for other things. There was some better. Who asked this contribution? This Taz. The Taz is said by, oh, don't pass my Shulchan Aruch. Well, over there in that Shulchan Aruch, he says, he asked the contribution. He says, what do you mean, Mr. Shulchan Aruch? What do you mean, Rabbi Kairo? The English Hashem, who Masha calls the Shin and Shin, that's the hey, how Shulchan Aruch, that's how Shin. The Kishon Lachol is the Shalom Yitam Lachel, I think he goes, you know. See, the Taz is answering this here. How come the Shulchan Aruch contradicts himself? In Hilchot Mukta, he says, you're allowed to use the Tether of Kalaros, at least for lectures, the Kishon Lachol is this. But yet in the Hilchot Halakha of a Mace, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're only allowed to use that Tether for a Mace and nothing else. The Taz says, the very simple answer, we could have figured out ourselves. The Taz is going to say, there's two types of mukta. For a Kishon Lachol Isher, you are allowed to use the tether. For a higher level mukta, like mukta machlas kufo, then we only have the tether for a mace or nothing else. Hasa shiny, here the mukta machlas kufo who ke even, that's why the body, a shaking hasan that I'll come front of kliyu. Fine. That is the tether's solution to the Shulchan Aruch. But,
let's see that in the other place, let me see.
Look at that cut out part of the Taj where he has other hands.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we're going to sort of head to the finish line right now, and we're going to look at the Gra on our Shulchan Aruch. The Gra on our Shulchan Aruch, where it said that you could use the Kiko or Kino to use the Kriya of the last letter, Yesh Matirin. Says the Gra, I cut out most of the Gra. He says the Rashba always goes there. The Rashba, I mentioned the Rashba, we'll see the Rashba in a moment. I mentioned that was with some of the good Machaber too. The Rashba said, as we'll see in a moment, that the only reason why the Gemara permits carrying the pepper mill via the pepper, or the garlic mill via the garlic, is because they're connected. A pepper connects to a pepper mill. That's why I'm allowed to carry pepper mill, because the pepper is a connected, it's a related item. Well, Ephesia, according to this Rashi, the center of the Gra, and this is the stack of the Gra, in the Kabbalah, Ella and Yish, the Toho, Davar Hamid Yuzhadla. So what do I have on the Shulchanah? The Shulchanah says I could carry three from the last of the two to follow. The Tar says, no. The Gra also says, no. Let's see this Rashi inside, which we spoke at earlier. Well, let's see it inside right now, and then we're going to finish basically the finish number. Says the Rashi, he quotes the Gemara that gives the hedger of Mizuka of the peppermill. Peppermill of the Gemara says, put the garlic mill that has garlic in it, you'll have to move. Yesha Pira, there's those who explain, says the Rashba. So who has it? I say Kikar. So too, if you could remove the peppermill with pepper in it, you could also move the peppermill with a salad roll on it. Even though he said that the heter of Kiko, Lo Abu Kiko, didn't elevate with that, Harmony, he gives the same Philip that there's a difference between the Kiko Lakula history versus Muksa Makla Sufo, that there are two kinds of Muksas, and we only have the heter of Muksa for Kiko Lakula history, and that's for the more severe level Muksa. Next tagger, Bill Lassa, I disagree, that's incorrect. That it is that very wonderful distinction that the Bishop has quoted before. Where there are two kinds of muktzahs, and we have the kula only for Tushan Lachul Isers, but for a higher level of muktzah, we will not give you this kula separation. That kula, I disagree with, said Rashba. Ela, Ela, the muktzah mitalta ide kikar. You cannot move muktzah with a kikar. Except, of course, for me. The law, so what about the Gemara that said you'll have to move the pepper now? The law, Mukhan Ela, Bishum, only with garlic, the chayot and similar to things like similar to garlic, how do you do this sofa? There are grounds up inside of it. Meaning, the only reason why there's no heter called, there's a heter called secret chayot is only for their body. Oh, that would be allowed to use pepper, no, only because pepper goes inside of it. But listen to the lumber. What he's going to say is it's a totally different lumber. It's not that one is buckled to the other. Behind the timer, he's going to say, why is a pepper mill usher? Why the pepper mill also? What's the issue? What are you going to drive?
The pepper.
So the whole reason why pepper mill is usher is because you're going to take the pepper and grind the pepper. That's the issue. Do you know what else this pepper mill does?
A container.
It's a container for that pepper. In other words, this pepper mill could be used either very... Correct. And what are you using it for? The Hare Masha Ostra for Masir. The fact that it's Ostra could grind the pepper is Masir because it also contains the pepper. And you know what it's like? The Havalei, the famous last words of the Rashba that is obvious to all of us, the Havalei, it's just like the soup pot, there's soup inside of it. The Havalei can consider how you don't go to Masashu. And therefore this Rashba basically throws a wrench on the whole sugya. And he said that there's no such thing of Chokla Ide Kino to Chiko except for mace. And that Gemara that said that seems to apply to other kings, even to a peppermill, it's not because it's a Kishon Rachel Issa that voice Moshe, which is not a Shulchanah, it's not like a Shulchanah, but not like a Shulchanah. It's only because it has this unique, it's a container for pepper. And this pepper inside it, you can put the soup in the fridge with a pot, you can put the pepper wherever you want, even though it's being in cans. It's done in a mill. What case? The pepper mill? You only have it. No, the pepper mill. So let's tell the halakha on my side. I have a shulchanar that says I'm allowed to move a klishim lachul isher by putting a kala on top of it. I have a rashi who says nashu. I have a tag and a grum who says I can. The shulchanar says I can. So who do I go to solve my problems? Let's ask the Chavetz Chaim what to do. I'll look at that. Shulchan Aruch says it's Mutter. There's the Mishnah Berurah on this Shulchan Aruch. And with this we'll almost finish this one side point with the Aruch HaShulchan after this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Halacha Maisa, Kinei, this heter of putting the challah on a wrench, again, it's only Tisha Machal is, it's like to do that. This is the Dayan Zul Midas HaRush. The Rush is the one that gave us this Kula. Aval. Having the Harishonim spoken of them, other Rishonim just agree. Bushil, who and they all the lowest you keep it. You know, Ella, the name still lies, like we learned later in the Shulchan Aruch, but not by other things. They need to have the Acharonim turn the page. If we stop here, it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch says that yes, the Shulchan Aruch permits it. So many other Rishonim and Achronim don't buy this Shulchan Aruch. Don't buy this rush that the Shulchan Aruch is based on, and therefore they would be lachmir. So the rush of the Mishnah, Mr. Brewer, is talking like the pretty much lachmir, you think. It's based on the rush, so it's certainly, if you would call me that there's something valuable outside, what would I say? Rabbi Orlean, I left my laptop outside. Could I put a keeper on it? I would say no. A laptop, everyone agrees. Well, that's not everyone agrees. If it's Muslim Ahmad's group, then we won't give you personal. We'll only allow me. However, Rabbi, I left my wrench outside. I'm going to ask you, how much does your wrench cost? $12? Leave it outside. Let it get lost. See. Oh, I don't want to say it's a Muslim office of some kids yet. It's a $200 wrench because it's whatever. But I'll probably use it for special. Okay, I don't want to get into the details of the Muslim stuff. It's a $200 wrench because I use it special for my plumbing, for my, for fixing the pipes and I'm a plumber. Then I would say, oh, for a hashtag, I think you could rely on this Muslim office. So it's based on the rush, and it was supposed to permit it to put a halal on your wrench and bring it inside with your hand. But, as a Mr. Brewer, of course, if you have a situation like the rasper where you have pepper and a pepper mill, if you have something that you could put on top of this item that fits appropriately, let's say you have a very, 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 you have a gold, a silver pot. It's smoky, right? Because you cook in a pot. But a silver is gold. You know what you could put in that pot? Yeah, put in some poison chicken soup. And lift it up, pot some up stuff. Oh, then, everyone will agree at that moment. Because the Rashba only said that we could use the pepper, no, only because of the pepper. I mean, there has to be some correlation. It has to have the shaykhah, so this goes in there, this is a container for this. So if there is that shaykhah, it says that Mr. Wynn, then it will be permitted even to, then everyone will allow, even the Machmira will still allow you to take the very expensive pot inside, even if it's not expensive, it's something that fits, yes. Notebooks with writing in it? No, because a computer is not, even though we call it a notebook computer, a computer is not ever there to serve a notebook. A computer is not, yes, there's a car, yes, they're both school items, they're both office items. But it's not that the computer is a receptacle for notebooks. A soup pot is a receptacle for soup. A pepper mill is a receptacle for pepper. So it's not that they're related conceptually. It has to be that they one and one sort of serves the other. That's a soup pot. What? I don't know if that's correct. I don't think that's true. No, I would disagree. I don't think if you want to go, you know, break your walnut, you bring the hammer inside to break your walnut. But I don't think you could put a one on top of the hammer. I don't think that's connected enough. It has to be something that the thing outside is mishamesh the food out. I want to finish off. So the halakha we should never have to be in this situation. What happens if Chas V'Shalom is an eighth of Shabbat? So what do we do practically? So this is the point that it should never happen, but just halakha maitha, we're learning the halakha, we should at least come out with knowing what to do if it ever does happen. So we saw in the Shulchan Aruch that everyone agrees, the Gemara said, everyone agrees that if there's a dead body, that yes, you could put a tikkun, you could put a kalalo, or as you know, Gemara said, any other non-mukta item, you could put a scarf, a glove on the mace, and lower the mace to the floor, because of course the concern is, what's the goal, why do you want to move the mace? Well, let's see. Says the Rosh Hashanah, I feel like a tikkun tinok, this happens that we have for a mace, it doesn't just mean, oh, I can move dead bodies, let's just, I don't know, have fun moving dead bodies. No. Ellen became close to a little cooler. We're worried that this dead body will decompose and go through other shaming. I'm not sure why you're assuming that. Maybe if it's a very big body, there's more of a concern that it will decompose more quickly for that. Also, it's home of ice, it's hot in the house. Also, it's kosher on Hakkari. Ooh. The people in the house. And the person died, Chas V'Shalom, at the dining room table. And the family's there. Okay.
He died at the dining room table.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, the body is going to be there for the rest of the young day.
You can't even minister at the same moment.
Right.
You can't even minister at the same
moment. 100%. 100%. Also, because of Hakkaim, you don't know the Feder Acher. That's exactly it. It's difficult for people who are living there to be in the same room. Oh, she's not good. There's children in the house. So the Shiyan family is Feder Acher. Maybe, and if the kids are scared of things in the house, maybe take some different house even. No, the and the 10-year-old is terrified of me. Okay, don't worry, he's upstairs. Doesn't matter. So, then, if you have these reasons, then my niece will have the beggar, you could put the tenure, you don't keep her. Put a scarf or a glove, t-shirt, and the towel will still have their car all the night, they put them in a colder room or in the basement. Now, those guys, if we have air conditioning in our room, in our bedrooms, and we have, you're going to move from this place to this place, and there's no other reason to move. I don't know if nowadays you have to necessarily put the body on the floor. Yet the minigas to do it, because, again, I don't know if there are things on Pita Law, but the minigas halacha is because of the coldness. So if it's not hot in the house is air conditioned, and it's Shabbos after 3 o'clock, and Shabbos over 4 or 5 hours, I don't know if you have to move the mate to the floor if it's not very hot. And then, well, it's colder then, we could talk about it. But keep in mind, that's where our Hashokan was physical finish. And yes, the cost of Tabla Ibn or Yehudi, if there is an option to use a guy, it is better to use a guy. It's funny. I thought when it comes to burial, you never want to have a guy touch the body, right? We always think you have to pay off the grave workers, say, get a slip of a swine, it's like they just walk away and let them untouch them. Because Hashokan, that's true, but not when it comes to the Shabbos. The cup of sun, yet we call it the top of day, and Yosef told us those things that were, if there would be, if the police department would be there, and they would be willing, I'm sure they would, and they would be willing to move the body, tell them we'll take care of you after Shabbos and they'll do it, that would be tough. That would be a better, the chain on the model of life, and this is our Hashem is the halacha, this is how we pass the halacha, right? We should be told that we quit learning these halachas to never have to meet them, halacha of Maisha. And just to come out halakha l'maisa, the way we're coming out is that if you have a mace, you can move it with a kibbutz chinam. If you have a muslim akhlaq sufo, you cannot use it with a kibbutz chinam. If you have a kushan lakha, if there's a shukra permit, and therefore if it was a very necessary or some hafta, we'd allow it. But the akhlaq of our masmir, not to use it unless it's something that fits the kibbutz fits the pepper fits the milk.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.